With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With tension already running high between the Philippines and China over the disputed South China Sea, there's now talk of the U.S. entering the fray.
Over recent months, there have been a series of maritime confrontations between the Philippines and China. Washington and Manila are allies, and the U.S. Admiral Samuel Paparo said it would be entirely reasonable for American naval vessels to escort Philippine boats. So far, Manila has refused U.S. assistance, rightly sensing that to involve America would be an escalation. But if Beijing continues trying to block Philippine operations in the South China Sea, Manila might be tempted to agree to U.S. offers of help.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the world hasn't faced this level of threat since the 1940s. He places much of the blame for that on the Biden-Harris administration.
President Biden went to California for a little less than a week after his speech at the Democratic National Convention, and he is spending the next week in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, according to the White House. Speaker Johnson contended that Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who's running for president, have, quote, no shame for their lack of leadership while in office. Johnson also issued a warning against Harris's presidential bid, arguing that the United States' adversaries fear her less than they fear Biden. He referenced the growing number of wars that have happened under Biden's watch and said his leadership has created, quote, the most dangerous time since World War II. In a Fox News interview, Johnson said, quote, you've got to have Donald Trump in the White House. He is the one that they fear and respect. Ernie Bennett, Washington.
Ketchikan, Alaska, on the alert for the possibility of another landslide after Sunday's rock and mud fall. It left one person dead, three in. Dangerous heat wave is expanding, spreading from the plains in the Midwest into the east. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 49 points, NASDAQ futures off 30 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life pregnancy center was vandalized during the Democratic convention.
The Aid for Women clinic in Chicago was attacked by someone in the early hours of last Friday, shortly after the DNC wrapped up at the United Center. The door was damaged and vandals painted graffiti on the windows, including the words, fake clinic, the dead babies are in Gaza. Abortion was the centerpiece of the Democratic convention. Planned Parenthood dispensed scores of free abortion pills from a mobile clinic nearby. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says he does not have the backing in Parliament to change the country's abortion law, which is among the most pro-life in Europe. Tusk returned to power last December at the head of a coalition that spans a broad ideological divide with lawmakers who both support and oppose abortion. Under the current law, abortion is only allowed in the cases of rape or incest or if the woman's life or health is at risk. This is SRN News. The official nonprofit arm of the National Park Service will get $100 million from the Indianapolis-based Lilly Endowment.
The nonprofit, chartered by Congress in 1967, says it's the largest ever grant for national parks and will be used to address the needs of more than 400 national park sites in the U.S. CEO Will Shafroth says they hope to announce the first round of grants from the donation later this year. High on their priority list, restoring coral reefs at Biscayne National Park in Florida, where partners are studying ways to fight damage from vessel groundings, human debris, coral bleaching, invasive lionfish, and stony coral tissue loss disease, which can actually be treated with antibiotics. Researchers are gathering and raising thousands of baby coral to repopulate the struggling reef. I'm Jennifer King.
Three tropical cyclones are swirling over the Pacific, including a storm that blasted Hawaii's Big Island with torrential rains, knocking out power and disrupting transportation. More details at SRNnews.com.